Hello, my name is Karen Bott, and I'm here with my husband, Bob.
Hello.
We attend St. Oliver Plunkett Catholic Church in Snellville, Georgia, and we will be talking to you today about Retrovi.
We would like to begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to be here, and we ask your blessings on all those working behind the scenes and all who are listening today. All this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We appreciate having this time to promote Quest's Spring Pledge Drive. You can call now at 470-508-1160 to support our wonderful Catholic radio station. You can also go to Quest Atlanta and click the donate button. Again, it's thequestatlanta.com and click the donate button.
The theme of this pledge drive is Seek His Kingdom. We need the positive and faith-filled programming provided on AM 1160, The Quest, to build up the kingdom of God today. We're happy to be part of their mission that works to save souls and encourages people to love our Catholic faith. The ability to do the best work requires strong armor. Remember what Our Lady of Fatima told the children, that the final battle between the Lord and Satan will be about marriage and the family. We really enjoyed listening yesterday on the program to Father Dan Ketter and Father Henry Ottem. They gave a beautiful explanation of the Church's teaching about the sanctity of marriage. Bob and I are members of the Retrovi of Atlanta community. We would like to tell you about Retrovi, which is a program for couples who are struggling in their marriages, even couples who have already separated or divorced. Far too many married couples live in misery and no longer know the joy of a loving marriage. We were one of those couples, but we found hope and healing in this worldwide program called Retrovi, which is a French word that means rediscovery. It's a way to rediscover what you hoped your marriage would be like from the beginning.
Because the Retrovi ministry had its beginning 44 years ago, we are challenging our listeners to make 44 pledges this hour, either by calling 470-508-1160 or by going online to thequestatlanta.com.
We also have another great challenge today. Our dear friends Robert and Carla have made a donation of the wonderful book, The Consecration to Saint Joseph, and we have 20 books that we are going to be able to give away to the first 20 pledges that we receive, compliments of Robert and Carla. And Rachel has some new donors to announce to us right now.
Yes, I do. Thank you, guys. So you said that first 20 callers this hour, first 20 donors get this Consecration to St. Joseph book. So congratulations to Mighty R from Woodstock. She donated in honor of Bob and Karen from Retrovi. And I can also see Thomas H popping in right now. So these two are getting this beautiful Consecration to St. Joseph book by Father Donald Calloway. So that means we've got 18 more this hour, right?
That's right.
So what's that number again?
It's 470-508-1160. Or go to thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button. We found that the best and easiest way for us to listen to The Quest is using the app on our phone, and it's a free app. Just go to the App Store or Google Play and select Quest Atlanta, and you can listen anywhere. And believe me, I listen anywhere. Doing my chores, sitting outside, it's great. So call us now at 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com. Help us reach our goal of 44 pledges this hour. We can do it.
Yeah, 44 is a great number. And I just want to throw in there that Thomas H. from Marietta donated in honor of just disappeared. So we'll have to come back to that. But 44 is a great number. So please give us a call, 470-508-1160.
Okay, so many people have never heard of Retrovi, and we really didn't either. Another thing that we didn't really know was that in a marriage, there can be four different stages that you can go through in a marriage. And the first one everybody knows about is romance. Most of us are familiar with the first stage of romance. Life was so wonderful that we couldn't stand to live without each other. Our thoughts often turned to the other when we were not with them. We had fallen in love and knew that this was the person we wanted to spend the rest of our life with. Little differences between us or personality quirks were cute and endearing. Bob, do you want to tell us about the next stage of marriage?
Yes, the next stage is disillusionment. At some point, those differences started to annoy us. We felt bothered by some of those same things that may have been cute a short time earlier. The self-talk in the back of our minds started wondering why our spouse couldn't be more like us. We had entered into the second stage of marriage, the disillusionment stage. During the disillusionment stage, we started to realize that our spouse was not the perfect person that we had envisioned him or her to be.
Rachel is going to play a clip from a program that I heard on the Quest here just the other day, and it's about Retrovi.
Yeah, so this clip is from The Best of the Journey Home. You'll hear it on the Quest Atlanta at 11 a.m., let's see, on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And we've got it a couple times in our overnight hours as well. So take a listen to this clip. And while you're listening, maybe you're listening online at thequestatlanta.com. Why don't you just click that donate button while you're listening online to this lovely clip? Or if you don't want to miss anything, you know, you can turn your phone on speaker. Just click it on speaker and dial 470-508-1160. And you can multitask, listen to us here on the radio while calling in to support this great Atlanta Catholic radio station. Here's your clip.
It was at that time of total devastation, hopelessness, despair, brokenness, that I would be going through my life that seemed so perfect on the outside, that was brought to the ground in one instant as a single mother of four children under the age of 6 years old.
Wow.
And so I flew to Florida to tell my parents.
So Bob searched for God during that time?
Bob was doing his thing and I was doing my thing. We just always did.
And you ended up apart.
We weren't apart emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. We were like roommates. But at that point in time is when I found out our marriage wasn't what I thought it was to be. And clearly the only option as a result of what had gone on was to be divorced. Oh. And so I took my children, packed up, and went to Florida and said to my parents, I need your blessing. Now, this is my dad and his new wife. I need your blessing on divorcing this man. I need to know that it's okay. And my mother was insistent about us attending a Retrovi weekend, which is a marriage ministry within the Catholic Church for broken marriages. It's a spinoff from the Marriage Encounter. People who are there are not being enriched. People who are there are broken. And I thought it would be an absolute waste of time, but to make a very long story short, by the grace of God, my husband and I stepped foot into that Retrovi weekend. And by the grace of God, we chose to make a decision to love, forgive, dialogue, and pray. And it was as if the moment, as the picture is behind me, that I had come home, that God opened the door and said, welcome home. And it was at that time on April 17th where the only place I could find solace and peace was in the Eucharist. And I ran to Mary and I ran to Mass like I did everything else. And it was the most profound time in my life to experience the presence of God. And I was in such pain that I don't know what I prayed other than a lot of times I said, change me. That was really my ultimate prayer. Change me, Lord, change me. And I knew that I would be changed if I received his body and blood in the Eucharist. I knew that. And
do you know that you mean from the seeds planted as a child?
I will say that that's new. Infused knowledge. Great. I don't know.
But when you realize that's what you're saying. You, I truly just knew this was.
I knew that. I knew that this was okay. Where I should be. And Mary, who I kneeled down to and said, "What am I doing in front of this silly statue? And why am I here?" Little did I know, as I said earlier, that the Divine Mercy Chaplet was the prayer that I said when I wasn't broken and crying. And Bob will tell you that it was a 2-year cry. You know, she cried for 2 years, but it was so healing and cleansing. It was exactly what had to take place in my kingdom for God to say, oh, baby, it's so not about you, but it is about you in the way that I have loved you and that what was meant for ill, I will make for good. And your history will someday be your destiny. And you just keep both hands and don't look back. And I'm convinced that's why they have a rear view mirror that's so small and the windshield so big, so we don't have to look back unless it's for our own safety and well-being. We can look forward into what God has planned for us. So we went to the Retrovi Ministry and we agreed to rebuild our marriage. And from the ground up, piece by piece, God did exactly that. And so I found myself again searching more and more for I just wanted more of this feeling of peace in total uncertainty and despair. I just was on my own journey. Bob, to some degree, was on his, and we would come together and share what we were learning in the Retrovi program.
I was going to say, in that weekend, you know, we don't want to talk about what happens at the weekend because that's part of the power of it. But what would you say would be the one thing about the weekend, the fact that in that environment you two were forced to have the conversation you needed to have? Or was it the spiritual talks?
It was absolutely the Spirit of the Lord in that place amidst his broken people saying there is hope and healing and it can only be found in me. So get God. This is where you went to get him and you got him. And so the decision that was made on both of our parts to love, forgive, and dialogue and pray is how we left that weekend. And that's what we did. We did what we were told. I mean, we were good students of the law, if you will. We were going to do the next right thing if it killed us. And so we did that. And for months, I still sought anything I could as far as enrichment and to learn about our Catholic faith. I wanted more than anything to learn about our Catholic faith so I could impart it unto my children and they would not find themselves in the states of slavery and bondage that their mother did. And so I want them to make their own mistakes, their new mistakes, but not my mistakes.
All right. You were listening to a clip from The Best of Journey Home. You can hear that on your Atlanta Catholic radio station, AM 1160 The Quest, at 11 a.m. most weekdays, except when you are listening to our new show that's coming up soon following from Shelter in Peace, which will be on Wednesdays at 11 a.m., The Family Room. But that clip, Best of Journey Home, you can find it on your radio dial, but you can also listen to past episodes in our archives. So I just wanted to make a quick announcement because while we were listening to that clip, we got word that we have a matching gift this hour. So our matching gift this hour is $2,500. So the first $2,500 this hour will be doubled. And we actually have a couple of donors coming in already. So let's go on and thank these donors who are helping us get to our goal twice as fast.
That's great.
Yeah. So And that Thomas H. one from earlier from Marietta, it says in honor of Bob and Karen. We also have Christina B. from Lilburn, Georgia. Christina donated in honor of Elise from the last hour, and Elise isn't here to ring the bell, but you know what? It's a monthly donation. So do you see that yellow bell right there? Right in front of you? Can you ring it for a monthly donor? Woo! All right. And then we also have David G. from Ackworth donating for RetroVi Couples. And Denise H. from Jasper, thank you so much to our donors. And our donors this hour are getting the Consecration to Saint Joseph book, which was generously donated by RJD Construction LLC. So thank you guys so much. Oh, wait, what's that number again?
Call us right now at 470-508-1160 or go online to thequestatlanta.com to donate. Help us reach our goal of 44 pledges this hour, and also get that book. I read it this summer, and it is just beautiful with the richness of St. Joseph. So many stories and prayers and apparitions that I had never heard of. So it's a lovely gift to get.
As I mentioned before, there's four stages of marriage: romance, disillusionment, and the third one is misery. Many others continue to struggle, and their troubles worsen. Often the marriage deteriorates more deeply due to drug, alcohol, or other addictions. Sometimes a third-party relationship in the form of an extramarital affair results. At this third stage of marriage, both spouses are often miserable, but neither one admits it to the other. Sometimes, though, one spouse is experiencing misery while the other still thinks that everything is fine. This happens especially when there is little or no sharing of feelings. The misery stage is where many couples find themselves considering a marriage separation or divorce. When children are involved, this third stage of misery is particularly difficult on them. Regardless of whether the couple stays together in misery or divorces, the children often believe it is their fault, regardless of assurances to the contrary. The effects of divorce on a child cannot be overemphasized.
The fourth stage of marriage is the awakening stage. The awakening stage can lead us into the most fulfilling, intimate period of our marriage as we learn together to build a mature love. We will always have periods of disillusionment in our lives because that is just the nature of life. But through learning how to love unselfishly, we can avoid sinking into misery again, growing closer through our trials instead of pushing each other away. And that's the fourth stage of marriage that we, you know, would hope all of married couples out there would enjoy. And that's what we found through going through the RetroVi program.
All right, so thank you to all of our donors who've donated thus far. Let's remember that phone number again, 470-508-1160, or you can go to thequestatlanta.com. Now, you guys, I know there are some of you out there who've been listening to multiple hours of our pledge drive, Seek His Kingdom, and you're wondering how you can help other people seek His Kingdom, and you probably have, maybe you haven't made a donation yet. Well, that number again is 470-508-1160. Your pledge will go doubly as far right now. We are not to our matching goal yet, but you can call in. And, you know, you got a preview of the bell ringing this hour. But I know that Bob and Karen in here want to ring it again. So how about you become a member of our Dollar a Day Quest Coffee Club? That would be a fun thing to be. That's $365. So that is, I believe that comes in as a monthly donation. So we can ring the bell for that. Do you want to join our St. Gabriel Society? Our St. Gabriel Society are people who donate $25 or more per month. And we have a mass said monthly here for our St. Gabriel Society members. So please call in. That number again is 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com. You know, actually, maybe you're listening because you've been to RetroVi yourself and you know what an incredible impact this has made in your life. Why don't you call and donate in honor of RetroVi, or even better, why don't you call and donate in honor of your spouse who you love so dearly and so much deeper now that you have made it to this fourth stage that we are now discussing? All right. So that number again is 470-508-1160, and we will be right back after a break with some incredible guests. Stay tuned.
This is Father Neil Dobliwala from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Kennesaw, Georgia. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio AM 1160, The Quest.
Do you have a friend or family member who's seeking to grow in spirituality? Know someone who's fallen away from their faith? Why not invite them to listen to AM 1160, The Quest? We offer a wide variety of the most prominent voices on Catholic radio. Inviting a friend has never been easier. Now there are four great ways to listen to The Quest. On your radio at AM 1160, online at thequestatlanta.com, on your smart speaker, and on the Quest Atlanta app. Please invite a friend to listen to AM 1160, The Quest today.
Hello, I'm Father Tony Blunt. I'm inviting you to join my brother, Father Jim Blunt, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. on Heaven's Light on the Quest Radio Network. You won't be disappointed.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Have you seen the license plates that have a bald eagle on them with the motto, "Give Wildlife a Chance"? Did you know that there's a federal law in all 50 states protecting bald eagle and sea turtle eggs? If you destroy these eggs, you can be penalized up to $250,000 and sentenced up to 10 years in prison. Our country protects these eggs by law, not because they're eggs, but because of the creatures they will become if protected and allowed to grow. Surely our government would never say that a sea turtle or a bald eagle is more valuable than a human life. Yet, there is no fine at all for aborting a human baby in the earliest stage of his or her development. Consider a new motto: give human life a chance. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Let us offer a prayer of thanksgiving for the priests serving in the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Eternal God, we thank you for the blessings of our priests who represent you on this earth. Make them more greatly aware of the grace that you pour out through them as they minister the sacraments, and help them to fall more deeply in love with you after each and every Mass that is celebrated. Please strengthen them so that they may lovingly and courageously shepherd your flock. May we support the priests in the Diocese of Atlanta by offering them kind words, deeds, and assistance. We thank you, God, for the gift of your priests. Allow them to remain an example of your truth and a guide to all those he has entrusted to serve. We ask these things of you, our Lord, our eternal priest. Amen.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And we have some great pledges that Rachel's going to announce to us right now.
Yes, I do. We've got some over here. So thank you to Andy C. from Ackworth. Andy C. is from RetroVi Atlanta. So thank you, Andy. Thank you, Maria W. from Fayetteville, Georgia. Thank you, Robert and Carla A. from Powder Springs, in honor of Karen. And thank you, Katie M. In Cincinnati, Ohio, for the last hour with the hour about Mary, our mother. So thank you guys so much. Remember, we're trying to get those 44 calls. So that number again is 470-508-1160.
We've asked another couple from the RetroVi of Atlanta community to be our guests on the program today. They were our community coordinators for 4 years, and they currently serve on Retrovise International Board. Most importantly to us, they are our dear friends, Zach and Heather Hamilton. They will be joining us by phone.
All right, Zach and Heather, are you here?
Yes, we're here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So that number again is 470-508-1160 while you're listening to this wonderful section with our guests from Retrovi.
Yes, Zach and Heather, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have you talk about what Retrovi is all about, the structure, and a little bit of the history of the ministry that we love so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Bob and Karen, for just really that wonderful overview of the four stages of marriage. As Heather and I were listening, to you guys describing, the four stages, we really just kind of reflected on, our own personal journey with the four stages of marriage. And at one point, we also thought about, we truly believed we were alone during those four stages of marriage. When you think about social media today and the different influences that it has on our lives, too many times we can log on to Facebook and all we see is, a superficial account of what someone's life is, or really around what their marriage is today, without truly seeing what's happening under the surface. And I remember at one point, Heather and I both judging that we were alone. We were the only ones experiencing breakdowns in our marriage. We were the only ones that were truly, could empathize with what we were going through from our extended, family and friends. And that's when we found, the Retrovi program. At the time that we attended our program, Heather and I were living in Southern Indiana, and we had two younger kids, and we needed something. The Indianapolis weekend was too far away, so we decided to attend our weekend 6 hours away in Detroit. And that's where we truly learned that, we are not alone. There are other couples who have experienced breakdowns in their marriage who not only are giving, and taking couples through the Retrovi program, but at the same time, they have experienced the highs and the lows of marriages. And so, one of the things that we love about Retrovi is you're truly not alone. We fell in love with the program. We fell in love with the Detroit community. Mark and Betty Squire, who's our international coordinators, we grew very close to them. And then when Heather and I relocated to Atlanta almost 6 years ago, I remember asking her one night if she feels alone as we kind of embark on this new journey in Atlanta. And, going to one of our first monthly core sessions, we quickly realized we're not alone, even here in the Atlanta community where we found Bob and Karen, who we just absolutely love, and many of our other friends like David and Lucia Godshock, who are our current coordinators. So, I think the one message that I just want to share is you're never alone. Many couples have experienced the same highs and lows and breakdown in their marriages. And I just really encourage everyone, log on to helpourmarriage.org and just read about the Retrovi program. Reach out if you have questions. We're here to answer any questions that you may have. And I'll pass the phone to Heather so she can talk a little bit about Retrovi's vision statement and about the program.
And while you pass that phone over, I just want to throw out there a thank you to Margaret V. from Snellville. Thank you for donating. Now, we've got about 11 donors this hour. The first 20 donors this hour get the Consecration of St. Joseph book by Father Donald Calloway. You may be listening thinking, the hour's too far in, I'll never get that book. Not true. You can get this book. First 20 donors. That's not just calling. That's going to thequestatlanta.com as well. So you can call 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com. And reminder, we do have a matching gift this hour. Our matching gift, I believe it was $2,500, right? $2,500 for our matching gift. And we are around $1,000 right now. So those of you who are calling in, please say a prayer to St. Joseph. Actually, why don't we say a prayer to St. Joseph and see if he can help us to help you to see how much God wants you to give to support your Atlanta Catholic Radio. That number again is 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Back to you, Heather.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to share that RetroVise vision statement is that we believe that every marriage, a union of one man and one woman, deserves the opportunity to survive, be healed, and thrive as a covenant of life and love. RetroVi is a place where we as hurting couples found hope, and so we are passionately committed to dramatically increasing the number of couples served in both our new and existing communities worldwide.
So now what we'd like to do is give a little bit more history on how RetroVi began. RetroVi began in 1977 as a French language weekend for hurting marriages in the province of Quebec, Canada. It was adapted to English by the community in Toronto, who also revised and strengthened the contents of the weekend program and developed the post-weekend programs. In 1982, RetroVi began to spread to communities throughout the United States and South America. In 1991, an international expansion of the ministry began in many other countries around the world. Today, the worldwide RetroVi ministry has active communities in Canada, Central and South America, Africa, Europe, the Caribbean, and the Western Pacific. RetroVi is a nonprofit and all volunteer ministry that collectively impacts more struggling marriages and families than any other ministry in the world.
So this program is for couples with marital problems that want marriage help, those who are considering marriage separations, and those who are already separated or divorced are encouraged to consider the RetroVi program. There is always hope for reviving your relationship. Some couples come to RetroVi during the initial signs of marriage problems, and other couples are in a stale or despair and hopelessness when they attend the program.
Many lawyers and judges send couples to RetroVi as a prerequisite to filing for a divorce or rendering final decisions. Many marriage counselors and family therapists send their clients to RetroVi as a prerequisite to counseling as well. These professionals know that the tools of communication and marriage taught in the program are often what couples need. The RetroVi program is for husbands and wives, and it is not designed nor intended for couples in a cohabitating relationship. Before I pass the phone over to Heather to talk about the RetroVi program as a three-phase approach, what I'd love to do is, as we come upon, you know, our goal of 44 callers and donations, I remember back to, I was just reaching out for hope as our marriage had significantly broken down. And I never, ever thought it would happen to Heather or myself. And I reached out to many different things. I started praying the rosary. I was listening to, you know, different Christian radio stations, just looking for some sign from God of, you know, he really wanted me to work on my marriage with Heather and truly, you know, just enjoy Heather, not only as my wife, but as my friend. And I think what the Quest does is so important. I've listened to it personally, all the great things that the Quest does. And right now is your opportunity, if you're listening, to provide that donation. And I ask and challenge you not to look at it as just a financial donation, but really that you're offering someone hope for whatever message that they're looking for, rather it be in a hurting marriage or any other thing that they're looking for hope for. This is your opportunity to help us get to those 44 pledge donations as just being a sign of hope. So now I'll pass it over to Heather.
Okay. Like Zach said, the RetroVi program is a three-phase program. The first phase of the weekend is held in a retreat center, a hotel, or now they're being held virtually, where presenting couples share the breakdown of their own marriages and the tools that they have learned to improve communication and restore intimacy.
The second phase consists of a series of post-session presentations spread out over 6 or even 12 weekly meetings, depending on your specific community. These post-sessions are critical in assisting struggling couples in healing and rebuilding a new foundation based on love, respect, and communication.
And then the third phase consists of an ongoing monthly small group support meeting called CORE, Continuing Our Retrovi Experience. And this helps to keep your marriage on track.
So you may be wondering, how can we find a program near us? Well, the great thing is Retrovi is scheduled regularly in more than 160 communities worldwide. The weekend begins on a Thursday or Friday evening and ends Sunday afternoon. It is not a miracle cure, so the post-weekend sessions have been designed to continue the marriage renewal begun on the weekend. The post-weekend phase is as crucial, maybe more critical, to healing of marriage problems. During these sessions, the techniques learned on the weekend are further developed and used to explore additional areas of your marriage relationship. If you go to www.helpourmarriage.com, you'll be able to find a Retrovi community closest to you, and you can see when their program dates are offered. And there's also virtual programs. So, for example, the Retrovi Atlanta community held a virtual weekend a couple weekends ago, and not only did we have couples from, you know, the metro Atlanta area and even the surrounding Georgia area, but we also had couples attend from all over the United States. So really encourage you, www.helpourmarriage.org, and take a look at the program nearest to you.
And I'm going to jump in real quick here, guys. So we've got a couple more donors to thank. So we mentioned that Thomas H. donated earlier in honor of Bob and Karen. Well, Heather and Zach, Thomas H. donated again from Marietta in honor of both of you as well. So thank you, Thomas H. Thank you also to Clara B. from Kennesaw, Zach H. from Kennesaw in honor of the Retrovi program, and Bob and Judy H. from Conyers in honor of Retrovi Atlanta. So you're hearing a theme here, guys. If you went to Retrovi, if you're considering Retrovi and this hour is just making a huge impact in your life, why don't you call that number, 470-508-1160, and tell us so. And you know what? If you can only donate a little, or if you really can't right now, you can still call us. We have our phone angels and our prayer angels. So if you need some prayers for your marriage right now, this is a great time to call, 470-508-1160, and we have runners who will run your call into the chapel. Just one more thing, a reminder of that $2,500 match. Big thank you there to Georgette S., who donated the match in honor of St. Catherine of Siena Parish and St. Joseph Maronite Parish. So if you are listening from St. Catherine of Siena or St. Joseph, take this as your sign that now is the time to call in. That number again is 470-508-1160, or you can go to thequestatlanta.com.
Go ahead, Zach.
Okay. Now we wanted to share just some information that Retrovi International has surveyed some program participants and show those results and the proven track record of the success in helping marriages.
Yeah, so out of the past 5 years, over 5,200 couples have responded. And some of their feedback was over 76% of these couples are still married to the same spouse at the five-year anniversary of their attending a Retrovi weekend. Over 95% of these couples are likely to recommend the Retrovi program to a struggling couple. More than 95% of these couples felt heard, respected, and cared for during the registration process. 97% or more of the couples that replied also consider the Retrovi program to be affordable. And over 96% of the couples consider the weekend experience time as well utilized.
Couples state that the top-ranking benefits from participating in the Retrovi program are improved communication, learned more about my spouse and learned more about myself, grew closer together as a couple, improved conflict management, and improved relationship with their faith.
Thank you so much, Heather. Thank you so much, Zach and Heather, for sharing all this with us. A lot of people have never heard of Retrovi, so hopefully those listening today are getting a good education, learning what this is all about. It's something that's near and dear to our hearts, as you are too. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, and we have another donor to announce. Thank you to Yolanda L. from Dallas, Georgia, also donating in honor of Retrovi marriages. So we've got about 10 minutes left in the hour. Let me see if I can see. We have how many donors? We have 15 donors so far. So if you are listening and you really want that St. Joseph book, boy, are you in luck. The next five callers for this hour will get the Consecration to St. Joseph by Father Donald Calloway. Remember, guys, your dollar, not only are you getting this book, but your dollar is going twice as far. Currently, we have about $1,100 and we have a $2,500 match. So we've got 10 minutes and we're trying to get 44 calls and that $2,500 match, but we serve a big God. So those of you out there listening who really love Catholic radio and want to keep us on air, please, now is the time to call. Tell us who you're donating in honor of and keep calling. That number again is 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com.
Back when Karen and I did our weekend, we did our weekend back in 2012 in July, and we were empty nesters at the time, and our communication and was slowly fading, and we just needed to learn some tools on better communication between the two of us. And we decided to go to the weekend, and it was eye-opening for us. We've learned so many techniques and tools. And I remember going to the weekend thinking, I could never do what these presenters are doing. Well, today, Karen and I, we're one of the presenting couples here in Atlanta. And it's so inspiring to show up on a Thursday or a Friday and watch these couples come in, and you could see the lights like a dimmer. There's a it's like a pilot light on your hot water tank. It's like almost out or very dim, and that's usually, you see that on Thursday and Friday nights of the weekend. And then Sunday, it's amazing. It's like watching a beautiful sunset in the morning, seeing their faces and how they're connecting again. So that's why that's what inspires us to stay involved with the Retrovi program. And I'm going to toss this back to you, Karen.
Yeah, we just have a couple of other stories that we wanted to share about one of the couples who came to the weekend had been divorced. They had been divorced for several years. And because they had children together, they would see one another, and they found themselves reconnecting just slightly. And so they heard about Retrovi, and they thought maybe they could reconnect a little bit and learn a little bit more about one another and how to communicate better and find a little bit of healing as parents of these children. So after the weekend and after they completed the whole program, they found that their love for one another was rekindled, and they are now remarried. And so that is just a story that gives us great joy. And then we had another couple that came, they had been married for over 50 years. They had very little hope that the program could work for them, but they were pretty miserable, and they were tired of being miserable. So through the hard work and humility on both of their parts, they were able to find that joy of that reawakening stage in their marriage. Sadly, the husband became very ill, and he passed away several months after their retrovi weekend. And his wife told us that knowing that they had rediscovered their love for one another gave them really a great peace at the end of his life. So those are the things that keep us going and why we believe so strongly in retrovi.
All right, and we just got another donor here from David and Lucia for Heather and Zach. So thank you, Heather and Zach, for joining us, and thank you, David and Lucia, for your donation. And it looks like we also have a donation from Lucia G. in Ackworth in honor of all retrovi marriages. So we are coming up on the top of the hour now. We've got just a couple minutes left. And we are still taking your calls. We are still here to hear you call that number, 470-508-1160. By the end of this drive, you're going to be saying that number with us every time, 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. That starts with a T-H-E, thequestatlanta.com. Hit the donate button. Again, we're seeing a lot of these that are in honor of retrovi marriages, so please call in if you've been to retrovi weekend. Maybe you have your friends, or maybe you're even your children have been to a retrovi weekend and it's just totally transformed your life. A great way to honor that is to keep programming just like this on air. I know Bob and Karen are mentioning maybe you haven't heard of retrovi before and this hour has just been eye-opening for you. It's a great thing to know about, and we need your support to keep content like this on the air. So that number again is, say it with me, guys, over there, 470-508-1160. Or you can go to thequestatlanta.com, and we've got just a couple minutes left, so please keep calling.
I just want to tell you about a couple of the programs that I enjoy listening to on The Quest. One of the first ones I heard was Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And it's on from noon to one. So I started listening on my lunch hour at work. It's a call-in show, and they cover a wide variety of interesting topics relating to our Catholic faith. And they're just a great couple. They're not married, but they both have a lot to share. And I've even called in myself. Another one of my favorites is Christ is the Answer with Father John Ricardo. He is just wonderful at explaining scripture and the teachings of the church. And both Bob and I love listening to Heaven's Light with Father Jim Blunt on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. We actually had him at our church at St. Oliver's, did a healing mass for us, and he is just a fantastic priest and such a holy, holy man. It's a big blessing for him to be a presence on our own local radio station. So we need to get some more calls in here at 470-508-1160. Just have a couple of minutes left, and we want to see those pledges come in, and we want to give away those books that Robert and Carla have donated.
Yeah, it's not too late. And I see that we just got another donation from Rubina A. from Johns Creek. Thank you, Rubina, and congratulations on your St. Joseph consecration book. Please keep calling. We have not hit that match yet, but you know what? We've got just a couple minutes left, which is just enough time for you to type in your phone, 470-508-1160. Or if you want to type a couple more digits like that into your computer, how about thequestatlanta.com? Please call us while we close out this hour. You guys get those phone lines ringing.
So our next retrovi weekend here in Atlanta will be June 11th through the 13th. For more information about this weekend, just visit the website helpourmarriage.org. Again, that's helpourmarriage.org. Watch for notices in your church bulletins. And we'd like to encourage all those priests out there to suggest retrovi to any couples who come to them for marriage counseling. Retrovi is completely confidential and affordable. It's Catholic in origin, but we welcome all married couples, regardless of religious background. No couple is ever turned away for financial reasons. and our Atlanta community has scholarships available if needed. So just go to that website, helpourmarriage.org, for further information.
All right. So sorry, we've got one more donor. I just wanted to throw in here, Susan M. from Grayson, Georgia. And I just want to thank you for that. And I just want to let you guys know, if you are calling now and we don't have time to say your name on air because we're about to close out, we will announce you when we are back with Seek His Kingdom at 4 p.m. Karen and Bob, I was wondering if one of you would be willing to close us out in prayer.
Okay. Actually, we're praying in your beautiful chapel before we got on air, mm-hmm. and the page in the lectionary had a beautiful prayer. So I am going to use that. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. O God, protector of all who hope in you, bless your people, keep them safe, defend them, prepare them, that free from sin and safe from the enemy, they may persevere always in your love, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. So the Doctor Is In is up next, and we will be back at 4 p.m. for the last 2 hours of Seek His Kingdom Pledge Drive. Please stay tuned. Keep praying. Keep calling.